Welcome, everyone. This is your Talking Greyhounds podcast from Sky Sports Radio, and Mark Duclos from the Catching Pen and Going Greyhounds is with us. Morning to you, Duke.
Good morning, Benz.
Well, plenty going on in the world of greyhound racing. Nothing bigger, though, than Friday night at Sandown Park in Melbourne.
It is the world's richest greyhound race, the Group 1 TAB Melbourne Cup. Have a listen to this. $420,000 goes to the eventual winner. It's a race worth $600,000 in total, and so many people look at greyhound racing and they say, look at this prize money. Look how affordable it is to buy a greyhound or to become involved in a greyhound. The rewards are spectacular. I mean, look, this is the richest greyhound race in the world, but we've got 31 Group 1 events around Australia throughout the year, which are worth a minimum of $75,000. We've got upteen different Group 2s worth a minimum of $40,000, Group 3s, which are worth $25,000, but this is the absolute pinnacle.
$420,000 to the winner in a, well, less than 30 seconds.
Yeah, probably around 29.10 seconds on Friday night is what it will take the winner. And that's the big question mark, is who will win this race, because the box draw is thrown up a few different conundrums as to...
I can't believe you're saying this, Duke. Hang on. We've had you on this show for how long? And you've been a Zambora Brocky follower. You'd like to sleep with the greyhound, I reckon, sometimes, Duke. And now you're saying it can be beaten on Friday night.
We can replay that tape, and I don't think I ever said Zambora Brocky can be beaten. I said what will happen with a box draw is that people are mystified. Personally, I think Brocky's just going to bounce out in front and lead and win.
Geez, it was good last week, mate.
Oh, he's excellent. He's such a good greyhound. He's such a hard chaser. And what I really liked about him since he had a little bit of a spell, about 5 weeks off, Anthony had a couple of problems with Zambora Brocky. But the last three starts at Sandown Park, he's come out running up underneath the lids. If you look at the replays of the dog, he literally bounces himself off the mat. And look, as I said, from box number three, he's got Wormburner drawn inside of him in box two, who's not a noted fast beginner. Barton Bale in box one, he could be the fly in the ointment. He's run five even and 4.99 to that first turn. And on face value, he could lead Zambora Brocky. But you know what, Benz? This is the big dance. And there's no other greyhound in this race that has won two Group 1s and three Group 2 races. And the only one that's done that is Zambora Brocky.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, you're more of an expert on this. I watch the big feature races, but he just seems to be a greyhound that, as we say in the classics, he's in the zone.
Look, you know, Anthony Azzopardi will tell you, this dog is near enough to a human. Last Friday, I spoke to him on Friday morning, and I said, how's Brocky? He goes, mate, he knows it's race day. And look, that's what stands the really... you know, champion dogs out from the greyhounds, which are just handy performers. And, you know, he's winning the heat last week from box number six, where he had to cut across the field and lead, ran 29.06, fastest time of the eight heats that were conducted. Yeah, sure, love to see him boxed in box number one. But as I said, there's no other greyhound in this race that's got the record of his. Jezalenko from box eight for Terry Marie Morris, I think, is really well boxed. We expect pace to come from Barton Bale in box one, Brocky in box three, Trippum in box four, and Ando's Mac in box number five. And that leaves greyhounds like Jezalenko, who, as I say, the outside box will suit him. He likes that little bit of room to move in the early stages, and he can certainly run the hands off the clock. He holds two track records at Traralgon and also at Sale. He's a 29-13 winner at Sandown Park. And if you're looking to play multis, I'm going to put him in. I'm also going to put in Wormburner, because he could be the beneficiary of a saloon rails run up along the inside if Barton Bale happens to lead. Barton Bale will want to go right at the first turn.
Right.
An outside pass. You know, dogs don't improve rapidly from 1 week to the next. An outside pass was very good last week, running the second fastest time of the heats in 29.13. But I've been an unabashed Zambora Brocky fan for a long, long while now. And I'm an unabashed Anthony Azzopardi fan as well. I've known Ant since he was a kid, basically. And I would love to see him win a race like the Group 1 Melbourne Cup.
All right. So at the moment with TAB fixed odds, Zambora Brocky's at 2.10, Outside Pass at 5, Barton Bale at 7, Ando's Mac at 8, along with Jezalenko at 9, Wormburner. So listening to you there, we're obviously going Zambora Brocky, but we include Jezalenko and Wormburner and everything else we do?
Jezalenko, Wormburner, and Outside Pass. That's the way I've played it. Look, I can tell you, I took $6 before the semi-finals of the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic about Ando's Mac to win that race. and Zambora Brocky at the time was $14. So my bets are in concrete, and they have been since Ando's Mac won that classic. So what I've done, I've made a book with Wormburner, who I think's massive odds at $9, and likewise with Jesselenko at $8, outside pass, the only other greyhound I think that can conceivably win this race the way that they're boxed. So, as I said, Wormburner, a Group 1 national sprint champion. He lowered the colours of Zambora Brocky at Angle Park when he won that race. Yes, he does want to use a little bit more of the track, but as I say, if you look at the speed map, you've got Barton Bale and Zambora Brocky in boxes 1 and 3 wanting to lead. Barton Bale wanting to get off the fence. It could just open up for Wormburner, similar to what happened last year when Dyna Double One ran down the champion, Fernando Bale.
All right, so that race is at 8 minutes past nine on Friday night. A couple of races before that at 8:30 is the Bold Trees. At the moment, it's a fling from the outside box here as the Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Duke, at $3.50.
Set the time standard in the heats last week. Ben's running 41.89. He was a $15 chance last week, so I'm going to find it hard to take $3.50 about It's a Fling. He's a bit of an in-and-out greyhound for me. Yes, he went terrific last week, but you know he may not go just as well this week. Wayne Vassallo's got the wings in this race with It's a Fling in eight and also It's a Bird in box number one, who to me is probably the better boxed of the two. Greyhound I'm tipping is Springvale Bryn. This greyhound is a South Australian chaser prepared by Gavin Harris. She's been in a number of group events. She ran third in the Group 1 National Distance Championship at Angle Park. She goes well at Sandown Park. She'd had a little bit of a let-up. Since March this year, she's raced 35 times, Ben's, basically week in and week out. And last week before the heat, she'd actually had a week off. So I expect her to improve further this week. She's got lots of early pace. I see her leading from box number seven. She likes to use a little bit of the track. She's been supported already with tab.com.au fixed odds from an opening quote of around $7 in early markets after the box draw was conducted into $5.50. So I think that Springvale Bryn can take out the Bold Trees. Ramifications, a very good run last week, first up over the 7.15 at Sandown Park. A former Western Australian chaser, it's drawn box three. It's currently at $4. So I like Springvale Bryn from Ramifications in the Group 1. Bold Trees, named after, of course, the Warrnambool Warrior. And I remember you doing a story with Normie McCulloch, the trainer, which was screened on the catching pen.
Yeah, no, it was a few years ago now, but he was an absolute star. Geez, you'd love to have another one like him in the sport. Just
four Sandown Cups.
Yeah.
He
didn't look like winning any of them.
And you talk about Zipping winning the Sandown Cups as far as the thoroughbred racing world is concerned, but for a greyhound to win four Sandown Cups, it's an amazing effort. That's why they have a race named after it.
Exactly. All right, so it's Friday night at Sandown in Melbourne, the Tab Melbourne Cup and also the Bold Trees Final. Lots of other good racing on the night. You'll see it all on Sky Racing 1 as well as here on Sky Sports Radio. Now, the other major news in greyhound racing this week has been the resignation of the National Party leader, Troy Grant, who, of course, was our racing minister. And I guess now we wait patiently to see who the new racing minister will be.
Yeah, you wouldn't think he would hold that portfolio of racing after overseeing what's probably been the greatest disaster in the racing industry for a number of years. And it comes off the back of what was a disastrous by-election held in the central west of Orange over the weekend. The National Party have held that seat since 1947. They encountered a 35% swing against them on the weekend, Benz, and it was largely due to the banning of the greyhound racing industry. I know there were other items, including council amalgamations, but I can tell you that the greyhound fraternity in the Central West mounted an extremely strong campaign. They've been very vocal in regards to the ban and the fact that Troy Grant is the sitting member for Dubbo, which is the next district along from Orange. So we'll wait and see who the new racing minister will be. Hopefully the greyhound racing industry will get a better deal because I just don't think in the last couple of years that, and it's been proven, Benz, we haven't really had the ear of the government, so to speak. We've had to encounter the Special Commission of Inquiry report, the banning of the greyhound industry, the reversal of that ban, tax parity, which I don't think is equal at the moment to what we turn over in the greyhound racing industry. So we'll wait and see who the new racing minister is, and hopefully he'll be a little bit more sympathetic to a racing code that turns over 21% of the wagering pie.
Yep, we'll wait and see on that one from the government. All right, you have a good time in Melbourne on Friday night at Sandown Park, Duke, and we'll do it again next week.
It is the world's richest greyhound race, Benz, and to me it's the best race in Australia. Can't wait to get there.
Yep, Sandown Park on Friday night. That's our Talking Greyhounds podcast from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.